Exercise 10, page 172. The government announced that the license fee, the main source of funding for the BBC, will end in 2027. Listen to four speakers expressing their opinions on the decision. Speaker 1.
As an actor, I have worked in BBC productions in the past and have always been impressed by both their quality and their success. If we let the market tell us what to produce, the BBC will be producing reality shows and quiz shows like all the other channels. I know that the way people watch TV is changing, and many young people don't even own a TV anymore, so something does have to change. I believe that the amount they get from license fees now should come direct from the government, but the BBC would have to be guaranteed independence from government pressure so that they can carry on giving objective news.
Speaker 2.
I understand that the BBC is a public broadcaster second to none, and that it has a worldwide reputation. But as an MP and a politician, I have to listen to what the voters are saying. And what they're saying is, I don't want to pay for a service I don't use just because I own a TV. That's like telling someone they have to pay for the upkeep of a dog racing track because they've got a dog as a pet. The BBC must modernise, just as I have, and learn to use the internet and streaming and subscription-based TV platforms, just like I did. If Netflix can do it, why can't the BBC?
Speaker 3.
It's unforgivable that this government has decided that the BBC should no longer exist. The broadcaster is the envy of the world, and many in the world tune into BBC's world news to find out what's going on. They trust it more than their own public broadcaster. And let me tell you something else. Everyone, from both sides of the political spectrum, thinks that the BBC has it in for them, is against them in some way. And if all parties are saying that, I think that proves what a good job the BBC is doing.
Speaker 4.
As a viewer, I can't say I watch the BBC all that much anymore. There's so much to watch on the cable service I have that I don't really need to. But something I've noticed that's very important is that when something big happens, a war breaking out, or a natural disaster, or an election, I always switch to the BBC. I trust them, you see. And that, for me, is the key part that we need to preserve. I mean, they can continue producing shows and so on, but they should do that on a commercial basis, just like any other production company. But the news should be funded.